Listening 11, Civil Procedure.
First, I want to compliment all of you for your decision to try to resolve your dispute through mediation. It shows, to me, that you have open minds and also that you understand some of the disadvantages of resolving the case through years of litigation. Mediation is a form of alternative dispute resolution. Normally, most cases filed in the courts are decided by a judge. This is the traditional way of resolving disputes in the court. Mediation is an alternative way to resolve your dispute. A mediator is not a judge and does not decide your case. Instead, a mediator is a third-party neutral that assists the parties in resolving their dispute. So, if possible, in mediation, you decide how the case will be resolved and not a judge. As a mediator, I will try to help you find your own solution to this matter. I have no power to make a decision. I can only facilitate communication between you and, if you request, offer my own observations. In so doing, I will be completely impartial and neutral. Let me explain this point because it is essential to the process of mediation. Before I met you all this morning, I didn't know any of you. I have no personal or business interest in who prevails in this case. I don't have any interest in seeing one side win and one side lose. Instead, I simply want you to reach the best possible solution to this case, one with which all sides will be satisfied. If no agreement that is acceptable for everyone can be reached, there is no penalty. The case simply goes back to the court, and unless you decide to settle the case directly, the court will ultimately decide your case. Again, mediation is a voluntary process, and you can't be forced to reach an agreement through mediation. While mediation is not as formal a process as litigation, there still is some structure to a mediation session. After I complete my own opening statement about mediation and how it works, I will ask the parties to present their sides of the case. The plaintiff will present her side of the case first, followed by the defendant. This is not a completely open-ended process, and I will give each side a 30-minute time limit for the respective presentations. When you are giving these presentations, please do not interrupt the other side. I, on the other hand, may interrupt you to ask some clarifying questions so I could better understand the issues in dispute. There is some flexibility as to how we proceed after you give your presentations. I would suggest that we use caucuses, at least initially. You might not necessarily be familiar with the concept of a caucus. A caucus is a process in which I meet with each side separately to discuss the case, the underlying issues, and possibilities for resolution of the matter. Often it is easier for the parties to discuss their opinions of the case and ideas for solutions in private with me rather than in front of the entire group. After I meet with one side in this manner, I will then meet with the other side, and this process can continue until either there is no progress being made or until a point comes when it would be more helpful to meet again as a group. An important part of the caucus, and indeed of the entire mediation process, is the rule of confidentiality. In the caucus, everything you tell me will remain strictly confidential unless you agree otherwise. That is, at the conclusion of one caucus, you may, for example, agree to let me present the other side with your settlement offer. If you don't give me permission to do this, I can't reveal anything that you said to me in a caucus to the other side. The purpose of this rule is so that you could feel comfortable about talking about all aspects of the case and possible settlement options without worrying that you are somehow weakening your bargaining position or that your statements to me will later be used against you in a court if no agreement is reached in mediation. Even apart from the caucus process, mediation is itself an entirely confidential process. In general, nothing that is said or revealed in mediation can be made public. Again, this rule is designed to make you more free to discuss the case in mediation without worrying that your statements will be used against you at a later time if the mediation is not successful. Before we begin the caucus process, however, we will sort out logistical issues and, if necessary, agree to some behavioral guidelines. By logistics, I mean agreeing on a schedule, how long the first mediation session will last, and, if necessary, where and when future mediation sessions will be held. We are all adults here, so in some sense, rules of behavior may be unnecessary. On the other hand, lawsuits are often very emotionally charged, and sometimes tempers flare. Sometimes venting is actually helpful, but more often interruptions, abusive language, or personal accusations are counterproductive. So, we can agree how we will conduct ourselves when we meet in a group to make the mediation a more successful undertaking. Okay, I think I'm finished with my overview on the process of mediation and what you can expect in this process. Before we begin, do you have any questions about mediation or my description of mediation?
I have a question. Let's say I don't agree to a settlement in mediation and the case goes back to court. Can you tell the judge that I was the one that refused to settle the case? I mean, if you do, then for sure the judge will be against me and I will lose the case. I think that would be completely unfair.
As I said, mediation is a confidential process. I cannot reveal that you were the one that rejected the other side's settlement proposal. If no agreement is reached in mediation, then the case is sent back to the court without explanation. I cannot reveal the positions of the parties, or anything else for that matter, to the court or anyone. I would ask you to participate in this process in good faith, that is, with an open mind and a willingness to listen. While you may think a peaceful solution is impossible, many times the parties are able to reach an acceptable settlement to very difficult cases. While some jurisdictions require mandatory mediation conducted in good faith, whereby you might have to continue participating in the mediation process for a reasonable time, here mediation is completely voluntary. You could leave at any time and for any reason. After all, you chose to participate in mediation voluntarily, and so you could also choose to end the process voluntarily if you would like to do so.
What if we do reach an agreement and Hexagon refuses to keep its word and tries to back out of the settlement? What then?
An agreement reached in mediation is enforceable like any other settlement agreement or contract. If an agreement is reached here, I would suggest that it be put in writing and signed by all parties to minimize any enforcement issues.
Let me tell you now that my schedule is terrible for the next 2 months, so I'm not sure if it's even possible to schedule more mediation sessions after today.
Well, let's get to that issue when we start talking about logistics. Right now, I want to make sure that everyone understands the mediation process.
Hexagon is a very big, publicly traded company. Do you have any stocks or shares in Hexagon? If you do, I think that would be a conflict of interests. I don't see how you can act as a neutral mediator if a big settlement here would lower the value of your Hexagon stocks.
When I was selected for this case, I did a conflicts of interest check, and I could tell you that I have no shares or any other financial interest in Hexagon.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to be sure.
Anything else? Those were all good questions. Nothing more? Okay. The success of this mediation largely depends on you. I would ask you all to make a joint commitment to start this mediation session with an open mind, to hear what the other party's position is, and to see if a fair solution can be reached. With that, let's take a 15-minute break, and when we return, I'll ask the plaintiff to give a short presentation as to her position in the case. After the plaintiff is done, I'll ask the defendant to proceed with its presentation.